Imagine living in the ancient Near East in 1500 BC. You're a Hebrew, formerly a slave in Egypt, now traipsing through the desert around Mount Sinai. You inhabit a spiritually charged universe of gods and goddesses, and these divine beings are anything but nice. Read any ancient text. The gods were mean, finicky, and capricious, and ready to fly off the handle at the slightest infraction. So you made sacrifices, naturally, to keep the gods off your back, or maybe to get the gods on your side. At first, it was a bird or a goat. Then you ratchet up to a bull. But eventually, they might ask for your child, maybe even your firstborn. Anybody remember History of World Civilization class from freshman year? Think of the story of Troy. It takes place around the same time as the story of Moses on Mount Sinai. The Greek king, Agamemnon, is sailing across the Mediterranean to fight in the Trojan War, but his fleet is dead in the water, no wind, because Artemis, the goddess of Greece, is angry. She's always angry. She demands that he makes a brutal sacrifice, his daughter, Iphigenia. So what happens? He does it, cutting her throat to appease Artemis' wrath, and immediately the wind starts to blow. Myth or history? Random weather patterns in a superstitious age, or a cruel, malignant Elohim at work? Hard to tell. But if you live in the ancient world, you live in fear of the gods. Then Yahweh, say it with me, the one true creator God, comes to your rescue. He saves you out of Egypt, leads you through the Red Sea and across the desert, gives you food and water to survive the journey, and you've done nothing to deserve any of it. Who is this God? This God is nothing like Artemis or Amun-Ra or Marduk. He tells you his name, Yahweh, coaxing you into relationship. Apparently, he really wants to know and be known by you. Then he tells you what he's like. And the first thing you learn is that he's compassionate and gracious. In the Hebrew scriptures, order matters. Order is a clue as to what's most important. The fact that compassionate and gracious is at the top of the list of Yahweh's character traits means it's the dominant one, the most important thing there is to know about him. Now, this phrase, compassionate and gracious, is Rahum Wahanun in Hebrew. Can you say that? Come on, give it a try. Rahum Wahanun. Well done. Rahum Wahanun is a word pairing in Hebrew, meaning not only do these two words sound alike, but they are laid side by side to help explain each other. Let's pull these two words apart, and then we'll put them back together. First off, Rahum, or compassionate. It's usually translated merciful. It's from a root word meaning female womb. The idea behind it is the feeling a mother has toward her infant child. So Yahweh is a mother? He has a womb? He has feelings? Kind of. Here are a few examples of where Rahum is used in the scriptures. In the history books, there's a quirky story about two women fighting over a child. Both claim they are the mother. But it's the ancient world and there's no DNA test, so King Solomon comes up with an ingenious plan. Cut the baby in half and give it to both mothers. That should flush out the true parent. Immediately, the true mother was, quote, deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. In the original language, it reads that she was deeply moved by her rachum, her intense, visceral, motherly love for her child. Here's another one. In the prophet Isaiah, Yahweh says,